USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has promised a bipartisan border deal will be sent over to the U.S. House of Representatives by the middle of this week, likely by Wednesday.
These challenges at the border and in Ukraine and the Middle East are just too great, and we will need to be here working.
The bill will include U.S.-Mexico border policy changes, funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Over in the House, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has said the bill faces an uphill climb. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Speaker Johnson and Republican lawmakers have not read the bill. According to the legislation, the DHS would have the power to close down the border if the daily average of migrant encounters hits 4,000. The governor of California is declaring a state of emergency for more than half a dozen drenched Southern California counties. Governor Gavin Newsom made the declaration over the weekend as high winds and heavy rain hit the region. Newsom said there are thousands of state emergency response assets poised to help with flooding and landslide. One Republican battleground state senator is now throwing his support behind former President Trump's push to get back into the White House.
Despite the legal troubles, Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance tells ABC's This Week that he thinks a former president is the right candidate for 2024.
There are so many crises happening all across the world. There are so many problems right here at home. I think Donald Trump is the best guy to fix those problems, and I think that we have a very, very good chance of persuading the American people.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden, victorious in the first Democratic presidential primary in the nation. Polls closed in South Carolina Saturday night. The Republican presidential primary in South Carolina happens February 24th. Say goodbye to the paper and pencil version of one long-standing college entrance exam. Starting next month, the SATs will only be available digitally. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A former Trump administration staffer killed in a carjacking spree in D.C.
Mike Gill, a man who worked in the Trump administration, dies after being shot in the head 5 days ago during a carjacking in Washington, D.C. The suspect killed in a shootout with police later that night. Gill was sitting in his car on K Street in downtown D.C. when the suspect got into his car and shot him. His wife, Christina, issuing a statement saying, "His sudden departure has left a void in our lives that can never be filled." I'm Laura Winters.
The new free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA form, will be delayed this year. The U.S. Department of Education says students and families likely won't see their college financial aid packets until the first half of March. Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy.
The GAO has begun their investigation. And my office is also launching a hotline, a website, for students, guidance counselors, financial aid administrators, and others to report issues they are having with the FAFSA process.
A Detroit father of six, Harold Phillips, died tragically just days after being mauled by three dogs. This happened while he was walking home from a bus stop in West Chicago near Longacre Street. The dogs got loose Monday night, resulting in a severe attack. Sadly, 5 days later, his family announced on a GoFundMe site that he succumbed to his injuries on Friday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.